Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. In a running story this week, on Monday, Qualcomm announced that a Chinese court ruled that several older iPhone models violated several Qualcomm software patents and ordered a national ban on infringing models. The ruling did not include the XS and XR models, as Qualcomm's suit was brought before their release, but on Thursday, Qualcomm sought an additional injunction against those models on similar grounds. Apple has claimed that the alleged infringement only applies to iOS 11, as stated in the complaint, and told Reuters they plan to release a further software update to work around the patents. "I'm sure this will totally appease Qualcomm," said no one ever. Signal announced it will not be able to fulfill requests from Australian law enforcement for access to encrypted communications. Australia's Access and Assistance Law requires companies to provide access to such communications if they get a warrant. Signal's Joshua Lund wrote in a blog post, "The end-to-end encrypted contents of every message and voice/video call are protected by keys that are entirely inaccessible to us." Microsoft is readying a new subscription bundle, reportedly called Microsoft 365 Consumer. This will be a consumer-focused complement to Microsoft's existing Microsoft 365 subscription bundle for business users. Although Microsoft hasn't announced this publicly, a job posting for a product manager for the M365 consumer subscription details, "The subscription product marketing team is a new team being created to build and scale the Microsoft 365 consumer subscription." The job description says the product manager for this service will help identify, build, position, and market a great new Microsoft 365 consumer subscription. Very subtle, Microsoft. Google CEO Sundar Pichai told the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, "Right now, there are no plans to launch search in China." Pichai said Google has developed and looked at what search would look like, but added that there are no current discussions with Chinese government. Google pulled search out of China in 2010 over pressure to censor results and claims of cyber attacks against Google originating from within China. In addition, several members of Congress accused Google search results of being biased against conservatives. Pichai said independent studies have not uncovered any bias. Hardware maker Supermicro announced that an outside investigation firm found no evidence of malicious hardware in its current or older motherboards. Supermicro told customers it commissioned the investigation after a Bloomberg article reported that the Chinese government had spies using equipment to eavesdrop on clients. Supermicro denied the allegations at the time. The firm tested samples of current motherboards, including versions sold to Apple and Amazon, and examined software and design files. Dell announced it will buy back VMware trading stock from its acquisition of EMC at a price of $120 per share, totaling $23.9 billion, and return to being publicly traded starting on December 28th. 61% of shareholders voted in favor of the deal. Dell is $50 billion in debt from the $67 billion acquisition of EMC 2 years ago. VMware will continue to run as a separate company with a separate stock listing. So if you're keeping score, yes, Dell has gone public in 1988. Private in 2013, and now, 2018, public again. At Intel's Architecture Day, the company announced it plans to introduce products in 2019 built on Foveros 3D stacking. Like stacked memory, the technology stacks processing components inside a chip. On-die memory, power regulation, graphics, and AI could all constitute separate chiplets that can sometimes be stacked. It also means that chiplets could be manufactured on a 10 nanometer process, while others are still using a 14 or even 22 nanometer process. A New York Times investigation into location data used by apps found that location patterns alone could identify some individuals despite being otherwise anonymized. 17 of 20 apps studied sent latitude and longitude to about 70 businesses. One app shared precise location data with 40 other companies. Privacy policies often do not clarify how precise the location data collected is or that is being used to advertise or shared to third parties. And finally, Verizon has lowered the value of its AOL and Yahoo acquisitions by $4.6 billion. This wipes up almost half of the value of Oath, which includes AOL, Yahoo, and the Huffington Post. Verizon said in a filing Tuesday that Oath still has about $5 billion in assets remaining. Verizon also announced that 10,400 employees, or about 6.8% of its staff, have accepted voluntary buyouts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines. Remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.